From a drooping sleeve heavy with gilded scrollwork, he drew a parchment, unrolled it, and began to read a long list of names, commanding each, in the name of king and council, to present themselves and swear their fealty to Joffrey. Failing that, they would be judged traitors, their lands and titles forfeit to the throne. The names he read made Sansa hold her breath. Lord Stannis Baratheon, his lady wife, his daughter. Lord Renly Baratheon. Both Lord Royces and their sons. Sir Loras Tyrell. Lord Mace Tyrell, his brothers, uncles, sons. The Red Priest, Thoros of Myr. Lord Beric Dondarrion. Lady Lysa Arryn and her son, the little Lord Robert. Lord Huster Tully, his brother, Sir Brynden, his son, Sir Edmure, Lord Jason Mallister, Lord Bryce Caron of the Marches, Lord Titus Blackwood, Lord Walder Frey and his heir, Sir Stevron, Lord Carol Vance, Lord Jonas Bracken, Lady Shella Went, Doran Martell, Prince of Dawn, and all his sons. So many, she thought, as Pycelle read on and on. It will take a whole flock of ravens to send out these commands. And at the end, near last, came the name Sansa had been dreading.